Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Father Celso, and we're going to talk about the servant of God, Luis de Picaretta, and the great gift of the divine will that Jesus gave to Luisa. So we will begin with the three appeals, and the three appeals were issued in the 1920s when St. Honorable de Francia asked Luisa, what does Jesus want us to know about this great gift of the divine will? He said, what does the Blessed Mother want us to know about this great gift? And what is God asking of us, of the people of God? So Luisa wrote the three appeals, and this went all over the world. We now read again what Jesus told Luisa. She begins, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the divine King appeals to his children on earth to come now and enter into the kingdom of his most holy divine will. So right now, Jesus wants this. Jesus, in this appeal, is telling us the importance of this great gift. So Jesus says, my dear and beloved children, I come into your midst with my heart all drowned in flames of love. So here we see the Sacred Heart of Jesus burning with love, and drowned with love. So here we see the water and we see the fire, this heart that's sorrowful, that's split in two, because of our sins, because of him dying on the cross for us. His heart is on fire because he loves us so much. And his heart is surrounded by thorns. And these are the sins that we continue to do, even though we have been redeemed by Christ. So he shows us this with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the divine King, is now appealing to his children on earth to come now, and enter into the kingdom of his most holy divine will. So he says, as I come as a father. Okay, so this is what we see in the litany to Jesus. It's Jesus, the Father of the age to come. That's one of his titles. Jesus, the Father of the age to come. He says, I come as a father to be among my children because I, Jesus, love you so very much. We see that the Lord knows how we're living, knows the situations that we're in. And he says, I love you so much. I am coming into your midst in a new and powerful way. He says this. My love is so great that I come to remain with you so that we may live together with one single will, with one single love. So here Jesus is saying, now is the time of sanctification. He says, my love is so great, that I love you so very much, that I am now going to come to remain with you so that we may live together. See, it's a lot of people pray and they think of God as many, many miles away, and we pray and we pray and we don't, it seems like sometimes there's no response. Jesus says, now it's going to be different. You're going to experience God and live together with God with one single will. Now, when we look at families, the father might have a will, the mother might have a different will. The children might have a different will, a different will, a different will. And there's chaos in the family. Jesus says this is not what's going to happen now. He says we're going to live with his holy will. And God is going to work together with us in such a way that he says we will live with one single love. We'll live in the love of God. We will live in the will of God. We will live in the life of God. We will live in the light of God. So he says this. He says, as I come to you, and this is what's happening when you read the book of heaven. As I, Jesus, come to you, I, Jesus, will bring with me my pains, my blood, my works, and my very death. So he's saying he's going to come to us as the one who has redeemed us. He says, I bring with me my pains, my blood, my works, and even my very death. This is where we are today. Jesus is going to let us know how much he loves us. And we are going to see a crucified God. We're going to see what he did to bring us back to what our Lord is asking. And that's why the most important book that we can begin with as we read the book of heaven is the 24 hours of the Passion. These 24 hours of the Passion are very, very important. This is... you're going to see what Jesus went through. You're going to see in a way that you never have before, the great sufferings that Christ went through, to free us from our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, and our sin. God is going to free us of that. And so this is what he says. He says, look at me. So he wants us to look at him. He wants us to recognize him as our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. He wants us to meditate on him crucified. And one of the great things that Pope St. John Paul II asked of the church in the 1980s was that everyone have Eucharistic adoration. He asked really every church to have Eucharistic adoration. Why? Because we're going to fall in love with God in a way that the saints only dreamed of. What Jesus tells Louisa is how to get closer to him and his mother. How to begin to live a life of heaven and no longer a life of earth. That's what Jesus is showing us. This is so spectacular that as you read the book of heaven, nothing in your life can remain the same. Nothing can remain the same. You will be changed. Why? Jesus, the Word of God, dictated these words to Louisa so that as we read the book of heaven, we hear Jesus, not with our ears, but with our heart, our mind, and our soul. We begin to hear Jesus in a way that the saints dreamed of. When you read the great saints, the great mystics of the church, Saint Catherine of Siena, Saint Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, they are explaining to us how they got close to God. What Jesus is doing to Louisa is Jesus is telling Louisa to put in on paper how he, God, wants us to get close to him, not through a saint's voice. This is not through Louisa's voice. It's through Jesus' voice, the Word of God. As he speaks to us, the sacred scriptures become alive. As he speaks to us, our dogma and doctrine of our faith comes alive. The breviary that you read every day comes alive. Why? The Word of God, as Word of God, is always speaking to us. And we begin to hear him in a way that the saints, if they could, would envy. Jesus is speaking to us. So what does he say? He says to us, look at me. I mean, it goes back, look at me. Look at each drop of my blood, each of my pains, each of my steps, and all the things I did compete with one another. Why? Because they want to give you my most holy divine will. Even, see, this is everything that Jesus has done to redeem us. Everything that Christ has gone through to redeem us, he says, is to get us ready for sanctification. And he says, now is the time I, God, am going to do this. So the Lord looks at us with great love and he says, even my very death, again, to look at Christ crucified, even my very death, he says, wants to give rebirth to the life of my most holy divine will in you, in me, in each and every one of us. So listen to what he says again. He says, look at me. If we're complaining, if we're negative, if we're upset, if we're worried, it's because we're not looking at Jesus. When we begin to meditate on Christ crucified, especially with the 24 hours of the Passion, especially with this book, what happens? We begin to understand the great love that Jesus has for us. So he's asking us, spend time with me. He's asking us to, as he asked the apostles in the agony of the garden, would you stay with me 1 hour? And what happens is we long to be with Jesus Christ for an hour. We long to be with God, to listen to him, to be with him. He is leading us to this great life, this life on earth of the kingdom of God on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. Our Lord loves us very much. Our Lord loves us so much that he has predestined us to live at this time. This is not predestination, but he has asked us to be alive at this time to experience what all the saints, all the holy men and women prayed for and begged to be part of. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket compared to what's coming. Great things are in store for all of mankind. Great things are close at hand. And our God is asking us to be the ones to begin to live this life. This is a life, is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever. God bless you.